This audio file is a companion to drawing KXTDE 100-200 system block diagram with host. It is drawing number 5. It's a good idea to have listened to the previous talk and looked at the previous block diagram, which focuses only on the KXTDE 100-200 and the companion voicemail. This block diagram and this talk explores how a minimum KXTDE 100-200 can be connected to a corporation's existing PBX and giving that existing PBX capability to have remote extensions that are provisioned from the public internet. As with diagram 1, the TDE 100-200 is on the left side of the diagram, and most of the infrastructure that was at the top of the other diagram is also at the top of this diagram. So we once again have the 100/200 unit connected into the corporate Ethernet switch, and that Ethernet switch connects out to the public internet and through remote firewalls connects to voice over IP phones at distant locations. On the right side of the diagram is the existing PBX, whatever that happens to be, and it is necessary that that existing PBX have analog station ports, single line telephone ports, if you will, that allow the connection of a simple POTS telephone, plain old telephone set. This analog station card is going to connect to the TDE 100-200 as if the existing PBX is a telephone company. It's going to provide talk battery and ring voltage to the TDE 100-200, and it will connect, as you can see, to a card on the 100-200, which is a simple loop start card, which normally you would connect to a local telephone company. This means that any time the analog station card, the particular ports, have a call coming into them, they will send out a ring voltage. And the TDE 100-200 will see that as an incoming call and answer it. As an example, in the lower right of the diagram, you'll see existing digital phones on the existing PBX. So if someone picks up the handset on one of those phones and dials, let's say, a 3-digit extension number on the existing PBX, and that 3-digit extension number is one of the ports on the analog station card, then it's going to cause that card to send out a ring voltage to the TDE 100. As with the previous description, the CPU on the TDE 100-200 has telephone sets provisioned that are remote telephone sets, voice over IP phones, connected through remote firewalls. So anytime someone at a remote location picks up the handset on the phone and hears dial tone, they are hearing dial tone from the TDE 100-200. Let's move on now to diagram 6, entitled KXTDE 100-200 System Block Diagram with Host with Call Path. Here we are going to show the call path when someone at a remote location picks up the handset on their voice over IP phone and places a call to someone who has an existing phone on the existing PBX. So in the upper left-hand corner, it says call starts here. So someone is picking up the handset on that phone, and they're hearing dial tone. What is the dial tone they're hearing? They're hearing the dial tone that the CPU on the TDE-100-200 is providing to them via the internet. So the call comes through the remote firewall, public internet, the corporate firewall, the corporate Ethernet switch, and into the CPU. Now, what's going to happen is that the person at the remote location is not going to dial an extension number. The first thing they're going to dial is a trunk access button. So this could be like dialing 9, or it would also be a set of flexible buttons programmed on the person's phone, and they would select one of the trunks which is connected to the existing PBX. So once again, the person on the remote end picks up the handset and they punch a button which is a trunk selection button, an outgoing trunk. And in this case, what they're going to get is an outgoing trunk on the TDE-100 that connects over to the analog station card on the existing PBX. So now they're listening to dial tone, but it's intercom dial tone on the existing PBX. They then dial a 3-digit extension on the existing PBX, and it rings one of the existing digital phones. So it's a pretty simple procedure. The remote user picks up the handset, or can also use speakerphone, punches a trunk button, and dials a 3-digit extension. It's as easy as that. Now let's move on to the next diagram, which is diagram 7. And here we're going to show how a call is made in reverse. A user on the existing PBX is going to dial through to the remote user. This is a little bit more complicated. It will work just as well, but there's a little bit more for the person who has a phone on the existing PBX to call through. So in the lower right hand of the diagram, the call starts here. Person will lift up the handset. They will have intercom dial tone on the existing PBX, and they will dial a 3-digit extension, which is one of the ports on the analog station card. That will ring in to the KX-TDE-100-200. The ring assignments on the 100-200 will be programmed to send that call to the digital station card on the 100-200, and that digital station card will send the call down to the TVA-50 voicemail, and it will answer in auto attendant. It will ask the person, what extension do you want? And they will dial the 3-digit extension of the remote IP user, the remote voice over IP phone at the distant office. The call will then proceed to the CPU, go out the Ethernet port, into the Ethernet switch, the corporate firewall, through the public internet, through the remote firewall, and ring the remote phone. Let's go through this once again from the perspective of the person who has a phone on the existing PBX and wants to call someone who is a remote voice over IP phone user. They pick up the handset and hear intercom dial tone. They dial a 3-digit extension of the analog station card. They hear an announcement which says, welcome, please enter the remote extension that you want. And then they dial that three-digit extension. So it's still pretty simple. They dial a three-digit number, hear an announcement, dial another three-digit number. So recall that in the reverse, when someone remotely wants to get through, they press a trunk selection button and then dial a three-digit extension. So it's a little bit simpler when the remote user wants to get through to the existing PBX, but it's not too complicated when the existing PBX user wants to get the remote user. Now, it is not shown here in this diagram in a call path, but any remote users can call each other in a voice over IP only situation. For instance, if the two remote offices were Los Angeles and Miami, the Los Angeles office user can pick up the handset and not dial a trunk number, but simply dial a three-digit extension, and that call will go through to the CPU on the TDE-100, come back out to the public internet, and go to the Miami office. So that call is being routed through the public internet on two hops. One hop from Los Angeles to the corporate office, wherever that is, and then another hop from the corporate office to the Miami office. In all cases, the quality of the voice over IP connection is going to be based upon the traffic that is on the public internet. It'll also be affected by the traffic at the corporate Ethernet switch and at the remote user's office, but that's something that you have control over. Panasonic's recommendation for setting up a remote network like this is that it's done with a virtual private network, and your IT department will understand that quite well. So that means that the KXTDE-100, when it is contacting a voice over IP phone at a remote location, the TDE-100-200 thinks that that remote location is actually in the local area, because the corporate firewall and the remote firewall have set up a virtual private network between the two and made the travel over the public internet transparent to the TDE-100-200 and transparent to the voice over IP phones. So that covers the discussion of how a KX-TDE-100-200 can be connected to an existing PBX to allow remote users to interact with users on the existing PBX. There are actually other ways that these two PBXs can be connected, but this is one approach, and this approach uses the minimum amount of equipment. Thank you for listening.